ಶ್ರೋಣಿಮಂಡಲಂಕಿಕಲರವಂ ಮಂಜಿರಮಂಜುಧ್ವನಿ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ಪಾದಸರೋರುಹಂ ಭಜ ಮನೋರಾಧಾಭಿಧಾನಂ. ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಗ್ನಿಫಿಸೆಂಟ್ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಲಿ ಯುಗ್ ಟು ಡೆಲಿವರ್ ಅಸ್ ಫಾಲನ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್. ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಶಿಯಲ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad has stated his heartfelt prayer in verse number 121 of Sri Sri Radha Ras Sudhanidhi. He is saying that how Srimati Radharani, she is illuminating the entire environment when she is slowly approaching the Ras Mandal. He is begging that, please Swamini, may I always meditate on this beautiful vision of yours. Yesterday we have already relished this verse and we have seen how the great poet has got a vision of Maharas, how Srimati Radharani, she has appeared so beautiful, like innumerable flowers, blossoms of flowers, and she is appearing so clearly in front of his eyes. But his vision has now stopped, the spurti has stopped, and he is again lamenting, crying and praying. And this is going on gradually. Spurti, again the spurti stops, interval, spurti, and so it goes on. We are hearing this and we sadhas, we are feeling so much overjoyed. Then the one who is actually getting this spurti, the poet, how much more blissful and ecstatic he must be feeling. This is sadhana for us sadhaks, to meditate on such Srimati Radharani. This should be our heartfelt prayer too. In fact, our Mahajans, they have written so much that great personalities such as Brahmaji, Lord Shiva, Narad Muni, Shri Uddhav, and great, great personalities, even they cannot conceive Srimati Vashabhanavi. She is most inconceivable even by them. They cannot reach anywhere near her tattva. And the poet is praying, oh my mind, for birth after birth after birth, may I get to serve her lotus feet. These are all eternal associates of the Lord. They do not get rebirth like us mortals, ordinary mortals. But their words are just expressing their feelings, that how much they love Swamini. These exalted Vaishnavas, they don't have rebirth by the bondage of karma. They simply come for bhajan, just to show us the process of bhajan and also for themselves to relish bhajan. They want to give us shiksha, instructions regarding sadhana by their examples. And they also wish to enjoy the sweetness of bhajan. They want to show that bhajan is so lovely. So we find our acharyas, they have prayed that according to my karma, I may get any birth in any species. Again, let us repeat that these eternal associates and the pure devotees, they do not get rebirth. They do not have a reaction of karma. But still, they are just expressing their prayer to show us how our prayer and how our mood should be. They are praying. They have written in their literature that may I get birth after birth after birth in any species, in any world. If I get birth in Vaikuntha, then also may I not be overwhelmed by Aishwarya Bhav. Because these exalted devotees, they consider Vaikuntha, heaven, hell, all to be the same. So they are praying that even if I go to Vaikuntha, there also I want to be in the sweet mood of Raj. That Aishwarya Bhav should not attack my heart. There also I want to constantly meditate on the radiance of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. And if I go to hell, there also I just pray that my only deliverer should be Swamini's lotus feet. My only resort should be Swamini's lotus feet. Our Goswamis are writing that I may be born as a worm, insect, animal, anything, but I have only one prayer, that may I always spend that life in that species only in hearing, talking and meditating and serving your lotus feet. For us sadhaks, Govinda's lotus feet should be the center of our entire being, existence. And the Gauriya Vaishnava, Raganuga sadhak, they pray that may my heart just meditate on Swamini's lotus feet. Every single activity we perform, may it center around her lotus feet. But then, I am a very fallen soul. I have not been fortunate enough to serve her lotus feet. I could not be her maidservant. This is my biggest misfortune. Where I could perform bhajan to become a good Radha Dasi? I have got so many anarthas. This is why there are every time obstacles on my path of bhajan. That bhajan which will make me follow in the steps of the manjaris and become and realize my manjari swarup. So to get rid of all my anarthas and to realize my manjari swarup, what sadhana should I perform? I should learn this. An katha na shunibo, an katha na bolibo, shakoli kohibo paramartho. I shall not hear anything other than Radha Katham. I shall not tell anything other than Radha Katham. Whatever comes out of my mouth, it is only going to be these sweet talks of sadhana. Prarthana koribo sada e obhishta lalasa katham. I shall constantly pray that I should get these tempting talks of Srimati Radharani, that I should constantly indulge in these blissful pastimes. And everything else that I do or I speak or I hear is anartha, other than Raganuga Katha. So we have only three jobs. That is, we have to hear Raganuga, we have to speak Raganuga, and we have to meditate this Raganuga meditation. These are the only three parts of our entire activity. And then let there be rebirth, death, whatever, whatever. We don't have to care for that. This is the instruction, this is the bhajan instruction of Gaudiya Vaishnava. We hear that in the beginning of Maharashtra, the great magical flute player, he has played the flute. All the gopis, they are hypnotized by the song of the flute, and the flute has forcibly dragged them at his feet. But Govinda is seeing that the main person, Sri Sri Radharani, she has not arrived still. Without her, how is the ras possible? But he is certain that she will come. But till she comes, he has to do some time pass. So this is why he was simply making up stories. Like, go back, you are married, you have husbands, you have duties. And he is praying to them, please, please go back. But they are very wise. They are more clever than he is. So, they are also praying because their pure heart is now agitated when they hear him saying that you should return. So they are giving him back in his own words. So they are saying, oh Vibhu, you are Vibhu, you are all powerful. You are omniscient, means all-knowing. Of course, if we tell you anything, it is just we are being audacious. Now, when we read this verse, that they are calling him as Vibhu and Antaryami. Vibhu means all-powerful, almighty, and Antaryami means all-knowing. So, the gopis, they are full of Mahabhava. When Mahabhavavati gopis, they use words like almighty and all-knowing, it doesn't sound good because it is spoiling the sweet mood of Brijadham. In Brijadham, the Brijavasis do not consider Sri Krishna as almighty and all-knowing. Our Goswamis have explained that the Triveni means in Prayag, we find that the three rivers, Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati, they meet each other. This part is called Triveni. There, this Saraswati river is hidden. It flows underground. So we can see only Ganga and Jamuna and not Saraswati. But sometimes during the eclipse, especially when the eclipse is very strong, then for some time the Saraswati becomes visible. In fact, the color of river Saraswati is so distinct from the color of Ganga and Jamuna that when it's water, it surges up, then the people can make out that this is the water of Saraswati. Similarly, the Gopabalas, they are full of Madhurya Bhav. But in two cases, if they are in trouble and if they are in extreme viraha, then they remember that Gargacharya had said that he has got some Shakti of Narayan inside him. So then they start glorifying. In this manner, our Mahajans have also explained like this. Similarly, the gopis, they know that he is Brajaraj Nandan, but in trouble and suffering. Then they pray to him. And when they come out of that suffering, then once again they go back. They show their true mood, which is sweetness. In fact, the gopis, they express such colossal sweet mood for Govinda that Govinda himself forgets that he is Almighty. The gopis are continuing with their prayer that we have forsaken husband, mother, father, everything, total, everything, and we have surrendered ourselves at your feet. You are all knowing, you know it. Where will we go now? Our relatives, they told us, they warned us, don't go, don't mix with this Govinda. But we did not heed their advice. So now we have crossed all limits. So now if you do not give us shelter, we have no way out other than to jump into the Jamuna. Sometimes we find that in India there are so many clouds, we feel that it will rain lots, but it does not rain. And so the Chatak bird, it does not drink anything other than rainwater. So when it sees so many clouds gathered together, then it just runs forward in the hope that it will rain and it will get to drink water. And now if the cloud does not shower rain, but instead there is just thunderstorm, and then the cloud disperses, then what will happen to that chatak bird? The gopis are saying that this is how it is. You have appeared like a dense, fresh cloud, and we are like the chatak birds. We have come to you. We don't drink water from any other river. That is, we are not attracted by any other male person. And we have rushed to you, and now instead of showering the nectar of your lips, you are striking us with thunderbolt. The gopis are saying that the ones who perform bhajan, then even Lord Narayan, he feels kripa, compassion for them, and he grants them their wish. You are definitely the swarup of Narayan, so please grant us our wish. Not only this, you are a prince, so it is your duty to please your subjects. Just because we are women, and just because we have come here of our own in the dead of night, you think you have the right to tell us anything and everything. So the gopis, they are using many ploys to make him yield to their wish. First, they are worshipping him like you are Almighty, you are all-knowing. And after that, they are showing him anger, like you think you have the right to tell us anything and everything. And after this, now they are saying, look, actually we didn't know you were here. We had just come out for a night walk after dinner, and we just happened to see you here with the flute. So we thought we would just ask you, you know, like, what are you doing out here? And now you are accusing us. What nonsense you are talking. Of course, we are very chaste wives. We've just come here because in the night time there are nice flowers blooming. We'll just pluck them and go home. So don't talk nonsense with us. You are the biggest cheat of all. So, you please hear us. We want to tell you something very plain. We want to make something very clear to you. That is, the women who are seduced by you, you please go and tell them such things. We are intelligent women, and we are not attracted by you. So will you please let us go and leave us alone? So we will slowly go home. And our Mahajan poet has expressed this very nicely. Chuyo na moder kanai. Don't touch us. Don't touch us. Kanai, you know, even the breeze touches your body and then touches my body, we will have to take a bath fully clothed. We will have to bathe along with clothes even. We are not even going to wear these clothes again without washing. What do you take us to be? You are the soul of all souls. That means you are present inside all living beings. You are present inside our heart also, so don't you understand what we are trying to say? Don't you know that how much we love our husbands? And actually we want to just serve them. The only thing we like to do is household chores and serve the husband and the relatives. And loving wives like ourselves, of course, how could you even imagine that we'll come here for you? You are telling us that we should serve our husband, children, home. And you are saying that we are doing adharma because we have come here. Oh ho, you are a great knower of dharma, as if you are a great righteous person. That means you are a great dharmic yourself. You are our only beloved. We have surrendered ourselves to you and we are not ready to accept your advice. You please keep all your dharma talks to yourself. You are a cheat. You are a cheat dharmic. Fraud dharmic. You are a hypocrite yourself and you are teaching us what is dharma. You are teaching us what is swadharma. You are trying to misguide us by telling us to return home. You, who is the biggest seducer in Brajadham, you are telling us to be chaste to our husband. What you are teaching us is not swadharma, but su adharma. That means su means good. Adharma. So you are teaching us how to perform adharma very nicely. To leave you now and go home, this is special adharma. So such wonderful scriptural injunctions, you please keep with yourself. Oh friend, we did not know that you look so handsome and yet inside you are so dirty. You look beautiful from outside and inside you are such a cheat. You tempted us with your flute to meet you in this night. So when all this conversation was taking place, there, our Swamini was slowly approaching the RAS floor and the entire night was illuminated by the splendor of her body. Just now, of course, nobody could see Ishwari, but only an effulgence. There is a very beautiful example of this. When Narad Muni was coming on behalf of Maharaj Yudhishthir to invite Shri Krishna in Dwarka for the Rajasuya Yajna, then he was coming along the path of the sky, and when he was gradually coming down, then what did the Dwarkavasis see? They saw that it was just an effulgence. And so they were feeling that, what is this? Because it is something in the sky, they could not make out clearly. And when he was coming little near, then they felt that it is a bird, because birds fly in the sky. Then when he came little nearer, then they felt that, okay, it is a human being. And then when he actually landed on the earth, they could make out that, okay, he is Narad Muni. So here, the Rishi has tried to explain Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahman is effulgence, Paramatma is like a partial revelation, and ultimately the concrete form, that is Bhagavan. The same way here in Yugal Geet, that how Govinda he is looking when he is carrying the rope used to tie the cattle. He is wearing that rope around his body. He is looking so beautiful. That rope is covered with the dust from the cattle hoof, and he is wearing it around his body. He is looking so handsome, gorgeous with that rope, which is dirty from the cattle hoof. Just as even some ordinary earthly element falls in the ocean of Amritam, it will become Amritam. So same way the dirty rope of the cattle, used to tie the cattle, it is around Govinda, even that is shining so brilliantly. Govinda, he is innumerable oceans of sweetness. So even that rope of the cattle, it becomes nectarine when it gains his touch. And what to speak of Ishwari? She is much, much more intensely sweet than even Govinda. She is Madana Mohana Mohini. She is the one who bewitches, the one who captivates the love god. So she is Mahabhava Swarupini. Mahabhav personified, every ornament on her body has become Mahabhav. When they have gained her touch, this is why Unmilan Mukuta Chata, her crown, it is shining brilliantly, and every ornament on her body. So this splendor of these ornaments, it is not the splendor or the radiance of these particular metals, because gold, gem, diamond, they cannot shine so brilliantly, because the last night was already, if we remember, as if crores of moons had arisen in the horizon. So if Radharani, when she is coming, then Govinda is feeling that now the sky is illuminated. So which means that this illumination has to be something much more special. This is the radiance of not just her ornaments, but these ornaments have become Mahabhav. So the radiance of these ornaments is the radiance of Mahabhav. But what proof we get in Srimad Bhagavatam that Radharani, she came little while later? In Bhagavatam we just find that the gopis all came, and one of them was Radharani. So where is the evidence that Radharani, she came sometime later, and that Govinda, he was biding time with the gopis in conversation? This our Goswamis have proved us. They are quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a word there that Samikabhi, one word comes there, Samikabhi, which means that he is now meeting with all the gopis. Here our Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad, he has explained this word, that what is the meaning of this Samitabhi. Ma means that supremely beautiful in Sanskrit. So this means the supremely beautiful, it is indicating Srimati Radharani. The one who is supremely beautiful, she is Sama. So supremely beautiful, it means a beauty which is arising from Mahabhav. Because this personification of Madan Bhav, it is the main ingredient of Ras. That means Srimati Radharani, she is the main subject of Ras Leela. Because she has this Madan Bhav, Srimad Vishwanath Chakraborty, he has explained so beautifully. In fact, he has explained again in a different way. He has described Ras. When he is describing the eternal Ras, he is also talking about Maharas. In this context, he has described the conversation between Govinda and the gopis. The gopis are saying that we are burning in the fire of viraha. Please soothe us with the nectar of your lips. If you don't do this, our bodies will burn. Govinda, he is laughing and joking with them. Here, the gopis seem to have given up their shyness, bashfulness, and they are talking in a very crooked manner. They are directly asking him for the nectar of his lips, which means they are asking to be kissed by him. So here Vishwanath Chakravarti Pat, he has said that during the conversation Radharani was present, and that Radharani is saying that it is the fault of your flute that it has dragged us here. We have not given up our dharma and we have not come here of our own. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Pat, he has written that if Radha was present along with all the other gopis, as some devotees they think after reading Srimad Bhagavatam that there is no special mention that Radha has come later on. They think that Radha is just along with all gopis. It is not possible, he is saying, because then Shri Krishna, it is impossible, because Radharani is, after all, it is proved by Shukadev's words, that Shukadev Goswami's words, that Anayara Adhita Nyunam. So which means that she is that special gopi, that special worshipper. Then it is impossible that Shri Krishna, he will inside, he is having so much craving for her, because if again the devotee or the worshipper, she craves so much for him, then he has to have the same craving for her, because this is also the words of the scripture. So then if Radharani is already present amongst those gopis, it is impossible that inside he has got so much craving and outside he is neglecting them and he is telling them to go back. What if she would have actually gone back? Then this Maharas, he made so much arrangement for that Maharas. So he would not be taking that great risk of speaking like this. that might have sent Radharani back. So Shri Krishna, he was telling this because Radha was not present amongst those gopis. So this way, it is perfectly in accordance with the explanation of Sanatana Goswami. So we find now that our Goswamis, they have also described the Vasanta Ras. That means the Ras during the spring season. There, Sri Krishna, when he danced in the Maharas with Radharani, his heart was so much agitated to be more with her that during the spring season Ras, he just winked at her and he told her to disappear from the Ras floor and to wait for him alone in a kunja. And then how both of them just disappeared from there. And the gopis, they were crying and searching for him. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita we find this, that nibhrita nikunje dekhi, that means in the secluded kunja, there he was waiting alone, just gazing and gazing when Radharani is now going to reach there. But unfortunately, instead of Radharani, the other gopis, they came there and they were searching for him. So they looked into that kunja and he was so scared, now they are going to find him there. They'll catch him and they'll take him back. So gopi te dekhya Krishna hoilo shabdhas, that means he got scared when he saw the gopis coming. And now what to do? How to conceal himself? He just assumed the form of the four-handed Narayan form. He was forced to do this because he was so much thirsty to relish pastimes alone with Radharani. So this is why he thought of a plan that if I take four-handed form, then it is possible to disguise myself. Actually, it is not that he took the form of the four-handed Narayan, but it is Yoga Maya who can make the impossible possible. So she knew his mind that I wish I had four hands and looked different. So she did this to make him look like Lord Narayan. At this time, the gopis came and they saw him. And then the gopis showed each other, "Oi dekho kunje bhitar Brajendranandan. Look there is Brajendranandan inside this kunja." And now he was sitting very, very silent and still, motionless with his four hands. So the gopis said, "Yo Krishna nahi, yo Narayan," that means, "Oh, this is not Krishna. He look like him, but it is not. He is Narayan." And so they just said, "Namo Narayan Dev Karaho Prashad, Krishna Shanga Deho, Amar Ghuchao Bishad." That means that we pay obeisance to you, O Lord Narayan, all glory to you. Please bless us that we may get Krishna. And they walked away. So he heaved a sigh of relief. And now he was waiting for Radha. But then after all, he is Rasikendra Moli. That means he is the chief of the chief Rasiks. So he decided to amuse himself by laughing at the cost of Radharani. So he said, "It is so nice, they paid obeisance to me, very nice. So now Radha, if she pays obeisance to me, it will be so nice." But what happened is that when he saw Radharani, he could not maintain his four-handed form. He tried to maintain that form, but two arms disappeared on their own. The two arms entered inside the body. Bohu cheshta korilo Krishna narilo rakhite. He really tried, he struggled a lot to maintain those two arms, but they refused to stick out. So our Kaviraj Goswami Pad has written that we see that Srimati Radharani's bhav is so great that it forced Sri Krishna to maintain his natural form, that is two-armed. So it is impossible that Sri Krishna, that the gopis ever have any Aishwarya bhav for him. Now Radharani, she has approached the Ras floor in all her beauty and sweetness. All sweetness, splendor, beauty are welcoming her steps as she is approaching. All his expectations and jokes, everything disappeared, vanished when he saw her. His heart was just spellbound. He was spellbound. He forgot all his wonderful dialogues that he was giving before. He was seeing so many different visions. The vision in front of him was changing from moment to moment as it is approaching towards him. Slowly by slowly, he asked, who is coming? Is this some presiding deity of brilliance? Some devata of brilliance? But effulgence is effulgence. Effulgence does not have some devata. So it cannot be. Oh, and this effulgence has a form. So it is not some effulgence, it has a form. Now he is asking, is this some goddess Lakshmi? Youth has assumed the form of goddess Lakshmi? Or is it a river of bliss? It is flowing towards me now? Or is it a shower of amritam that is rushing towards me? I mean, not rushing, sorry, approaching towards me. But Lakshmi and amritam, all these things, they cannot make me feel so ecstatic. Why am I feeling this ecstasy inside me? So this must be my Praneshwari, the beloved of my soul, Radha. Our Mahajans have written this very beautifully. He is asking, is she a fully blossomed tree of champak flowers? Because her golden splendor is looking like this. Oh no, no, this cannot be a champak tree, because champak tree is immobile, but this is moving towards me. Then is it a spark of lightning because it is moving? Oh no, no, but this looks like rows of lightnings. In Radharani's body, her radiance sparkles like crores of lightnings. So Govinda is seeing as if a garland of lightnings is coming towards him. And he's saying, no, no, it cannot be lightnings, because lightnings appear and disappear in a moment. This is not disappearing. Then what is it? Is it some sort of static effulgence? But it is not static, it is flowing. Or then maybe it is some sort of strange light that that flows like a river, and now it is going to drown me and carry me with it. No, but a river, it doesn't have a particular shape. This is, has such a beautiful shape. Now he's saying, Gyatam, Gyatam, yes, I know now that this is the beloved of my soul, Radha. She is drowning me in the infinite ocean of ecstasy. This has to be my beloved, Radha. Srimad Bhagavatam has said that Sri Krishna is Anusavaminavam. This means new and new every moment. We must understand this tattva as Raganuga sadhaks. Sri Krishna is such that every moment he appears new. Every vision of the devotee is something new. And he is bliss. Our Billamangal Thakur, Leelashuk, has written in Sri Krishna Karnamritam. How much has Leelashuk has relished the sweetness of Govinda? How much? And yet, after relishing, he has written, or he has spoken, that Govinda is a maddening, crazy ocean of sweetness. Thousands of rivers, great rivers, can pour their water into the ocean, but the ocean does not cross beyond, goes beyond its shores. But when there is a strong lunar eclipse, then if you see it, then you feel as if the ocean is mad, it is intoxicated. The waves are like mountains. He is so gorgeous, so handsome. His newly youthful look is so wonderful. Why is this moon, why is this ocean of anandam, of bliss, it has become so mad, behaving so crazy, it is giving rise to mountainous waves. What is that moon that is attracting it and is making its waves become like mountains? The smile of some moon-like face. Govinda's ocean-like sweetness and bliss, it agitates the heart of the devotees, it overwhelms, overfloods the hearts of innumerable devotees, and his ocean-like sweetness and bliss, it is being attracted by that moon-like face with its slight smile. So that face, it belongs to Srimati Radharani. So such Srimati Radharani, she has appeared now in all her splendor in the Ras floor, and Sripad has now lost that spurti, the vision is gone, and he's once again fallen on the dust of Brajadham, and he is praying, oh, may I see again this indescribable, luminous figure called Radha, again in my mind. O my mind, bhajamano Radha bhidanam maham. That means, O my mind, please worship, adore this wonderful effulgence called Radha. Now Govinda starts the Maharas. Now that Radharani has arrived, the Maharas has started, and Sriman Mahaprabhu